Okay, guys, welcome back. We have a problem, and actually, it's an ugly one. I was gone a lot last week, and I had a couple of reasons why. But you know, I'm okay. Everything's fine. Just kind of. And actually, to be honest with you, I recorded a few episodes, but was never able to publish them. So we'll see about when I get those published. So I apologize for those of you who are looking for me. I am here. I plan on being consistent, but bear with me and forgive me. Anyway, hey, we got a bit of a problem. So I don't know if you last week were able to catch the inauguration on the 21st. Was it 21st? No, the 20th. Yeah, the 20th. And during the speech of the Biden, it was weird. Something weird happened. What was that? What was weird was, not weird, but creepy. He pronounced that there was going to be a focus on weeding out domestic terrorism. All right. Nobody wants domestic terrorism. It's bad, right? But what's scary is the focus on weeding it out, getting rid of it. The focus of it. And that's something that's being talked about now. Tulsi Gabbard, domestic terrorism. And this is on MSN. Which I don't read much, but I think it's kind of nostalgic to go to MSN sometimes. And it's like, all right, hey, you were here when the internet first started, or early internet days, and it's still here. So that's kind of cool. But Tulsi Gabbard from on MSN, they're talking yesterday, and I wanted to make sure I talk about this. This is Faith Without Walls, the midweek news on a Monday edition. All right. Midweek matters, whatever. Anyway, Tulsi Gabbard, the former Democratic representative from Hawaii. I might be going out there with Moana if the world keeps spinning in a crazy spiral. But Hawaii's got its own issues too, doesn't it? The former Democratic representative from Hawaii on Friday expressed concern that a proposed measure to combat domestic terrorism could be used to undermine civil liberties. Gabbard's comments came during an appearance on Fox News, which I don't watch, primetime, when host Brian, that word, K, asked her if she was surprised that they're pushing forward with this extra surveillance on what would be domestic terror. And this is what she said. She said, it's so dangerous. As you guys have been talking about, this is an issue that all Democrats, Republicans, Independents, and Libertarians should be concerned about. Concerned about. Especially because we don't have to guess about where this goes or how it ends, Gabbard says. That's where I want to highlight. Because this discussion, dialogue, frame of mind, unfortunately, you don't have the luxury of assuming good intent or positive intent from major corporations or even the powers that be, which are major corporations and some politicians. So I'm not going to lie. As it pertains to their eye in the sky, with what they're looking for, domestic T word, you should be worried. That's not even to scare you. You should be worried. I want you to consider the impact of big tech over the past 4 years on our civilization, on our world, and on our country. Also consider the impact of big tech on you. You know, I realized many years ago that, you know, it was time to delete Facebook. I mean, I realized many years ago that it was time to stop using Google and things like that. Why? Because they were manipulating what you see. At that point, they did it, you know, I'm going to say pseudo illegally, but apparently they're never going to be charged for that. So yeah, that's the point. You know, if they can manipulate what you see in the search algorithms, if they can manipulate what you search for and, you know, not have to fix that or pay any price for that, that's a red flag that you have to consider. Consider their reach. Consider the fact that anything that you search for on the internet is within their grasp of knowing. Consider the fact that VPNs can be busted, but, you know, it's still better to have one. Consider the fact that you carry a tracking device with you everywhere. Consider the tools, and consider the fact that all of these major companies are seeking to deplatform any human that does not align with their ideas, or American. I think human, really, because they're doing the same thing overseas. Fortunately, we see resistance, small, but there is one. You see people, countries who are like, nah, big tech, we're going to just, you know, let you do you, and we're going to just stop our relationship with you, which is probably for the better for them. But as it pertains to you, you probably notice even in this podcast, I'm beginning to mince my words because of that. Now, I saw, and to be completely honest and fair with you, that is one of the reasons why I pulled back on podcasting a while back, because I saw that coming. What is that? When big tech started talking about, you know, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, when they started talking about getting more into podcasting shifted from something that was, you know, out there in the Wild West and free into something that became mainstream. Which, what comes with things go in the mainstream? Regulation. What comes when things move into the big eye in the sky and where everybody can see it? Rules and regulation, meaning you will no longer be able to speak freely. And that's where we are now with podcasting. They have not fully put the boot down yet, but they will. Why? Because it means messing with their money. And when you mess with their money, they mess with your voice. That will come. So that was one of the reasons why I kind of stopped podcasting consistently for a while, because I saw that happening. And that is being, and the boot is lowering. I've heard it described in other ways, which I like to describe it as, but I'm not going to do that because there are kids listening to this show. So put that in your mind, right? The fact that these big tech companies align themselves generally with the blue team and the philosophies of the blue team, because they tend to align more with their values. And what you have is an idea of what Tulsi is beginning to talk about when she says it's so dangerous. And if you're Democrat, Republican, independent, or libertarian, anywhere, in other words, everyone should be extremely concerned about this, especially because we don't have to guess about where this goes. Where did it go? You saw people getting banned from Facebook. You saw people getting banned from Instagram. You see people getting banned from banking. I mean, you saw that. Twitter. You see this. Do you really think that when the current regime or administration decides that this type of speech is considered bad, that the big tech will not jump on board? And going further, it's not about losing your platform. When legal force gets behind what's considered domestic terrorist speech, you are no longer in America at a level that you never thought you would see. It's scary. You think you're being persecuted now? Pray that doesn't happen. She says, what characteristics are we looking for as we're building this profile of a potential extremist? This is Tulsi saying this. What are we talking about? Religious extremists? Are we talking about Christians? Evangelical Christians? What is a religious extremist? Is it somebody who is pro-life? Where do you take this? Excuse me. You start looking at obviously how should I say this? You start looking at, obviously, have to be a white person, obviously likely male, libertarian, anyone who loves freedom, liberty, maybe has an American flag outside of the house, or people who, you know, attend a Trump rally. Gabbard said, she said all that. She's giving you an example of what algorithmic profiling would look like, or profiling to define someone who is a DT. That's an acronym for the word we've been saying, a domestic team. The Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act of 2021 was introduced in the House. Oh man, I didn't know this. Introduced in the House earlier this week in the aftermath of rioting at the U.S. Capitol. Unlike after 9/11, the threat reared its ugly head on January. So let's look that up. Domestic Terrorism Act of 2021. H.R. Okay, here it is. So H.R. 350, the 117th Congress, 2021-2022. Let's look at the text. All right. It's not here yet. Refer to committee judiciary. Well, there's got to be a text to authorize dedicated domestic terrorism offices within the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation and analyze and monitor domestic terrorist activity and require the federal government to take steps to prevent domestic terrorism. That's terrifying. Actions, titles. So there's nothing here yet. That's all it says. And to be honest with you, if this is the entirety of the proposition, that is horrible. Absolutely horrible. Because it's way too broad. It's casting a fishnet over millions. And in this, she said, how many people did she say would be impacted by this? Let's see. Million. Half. Half the country. Half of the country. She said the proposed legislation could create a very dangerous undermining of our civil liberties, our freedoms, and our constitution, and a targeting of almost half the country. Guys, if you don't like Donald Trump, that's whatever. But he never pulled anything like this. Ever. As much as people said, you know, he can be a tyrant. He's going to be a tyrant. He's going to be, what's the word they were saying? A dictator. Look at this fishnet. What did DT do to fishnet half the country? One stat said 50 million people. That's scary, guys. So, here's another description by the article. Oh, wait, no. America, this is Tulsi. They ended with a quote. America must be vigilant to combat these radicalized white. Wait, I don't know who this is. So I'll just read it. Here's a quote, but I'm not sure who it's from. It says, America must be vigilant to combat those radicalized to violence, and the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act gives our government the tools to identify, monitor, and thwart their illegal activities. Combating the threat of domestic terrorism and white supremacy is not a Democratic or Republic issue. What? Wait. Combating the threat of domestic terrorism and white supremacy is not a Democratic or Republican issue. Do you know what I hate about this line of thought? It makes me, remember, I'm black. It makes me a victim of something that I do not experience. White supremacy. What are you trying to protect me from? And if I needed your protection, I don't understand. What if, oh man, I'm down to 20 seconds. Anyway. All right, guys, this was longer than I thought, but anyway, look at this up. This is on MSN. You can just do a quick search for Tulsi Gabbard, MSN, or Tulsi Gabbard, click news. This is Joe, Faith Without Walls, Midweek Morning Edition. See you in the next one.